Excuse me. Come on, honey, let's get you ready for bed.
I am no one special, just a common man with common thoughts. I've led a common life. There are no monuments dedicated to me, and my name will soon be forgotten. But in one respect, I've succeeded as gloriously as anyone who ever lived.
Looking good, Duke.
Feeling good.
I've loved another with all my heart and soul, and for me, that has always been enough.
How's it hanging, Harry?
I keep trying to die, but he won't let me.
Well, you can't have everything.
Big day today.
You say that every day, you old devil. It's a lovely day outside. Let's take a walk.
I don't think so.
Well, we've got to get you out of this room. Come on now, honey. Some fresh air would do you good.
Hello?
I'm sorry. It's not a good day. I don't think she's up for anything.
Hello?
This is Duke. He's come to read to you.
Read?
Mm-hmm.
No. I don't know.
Oh, come on. You'll like him. He's very funny.
All right, now. Where did we leave off? Oh, yeah. It was the night of the carnival. Noah was there with his friends Finn and Sarah.
Noah?
That's where they met. June 6th, 1940. Allie was 17 years old.
Little man wins a prize. Make you play.
All right, you're real funny. Man, I clobbered that thing. I'm telling you, these games are fixed. Hello? Hi, what's your name?
Who's this girl with Sarah?
Her name's Allie Hamilton. She's here for the summer with the family. Dad's got more money than God. Hi, honey. Look, I won you a prize.
You want to dance with me?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't want to.
Noah? She's with us.
Hey, Allie, you want to ride the Ferris wheel?
I'd love to.
All right.
Excuse me.
Noah Calhoun.
What?
Bush down from Lombia, I understand.
I am.
He was standing like 2 inches away from my face.
Yeah, I saw. That's Noah, though. No, I'm surprised he even came over. I think he liked it.
I'm Noah Calhoun.
So?
So it's really nice to meet
Allie,
you.
Who is this guy?
I don't know. Noah Calhoun.
I would really like to check you out.
Friend, do you mind?
You can't sit more than 2 people in a chair, Noah!
Okay, Tommy, all right.
Get down, Noah! You're gonna kill yourself!
Noah, cut it out!
Noah, you go out with me?
What? No!
No?
Hey, pal. She just told you.
Why not?
I don't know, because I don't want to.
Noah! All right, well, you leave me no other choice then.
Oh, my God!
I'm okay, Noah! Stop fooling around!
What are you doing?
Oh, it's at the bar.
I'm going to ask you one more time. Will you? Or will you not go out with me?
It's
Goddamn head slipper.
She grabbed the car, you idiot!
Not until she agrees.
Oh, go out with him, honey.
Okay, fine. I'll go out with you.
Well, don't do me any favors.
No, I want to.
You want
it? Yes!
You want
it. Say it.
I want to go out with you.
Say it again.
I want to go out with you!
All right, we'll go out.
You think you're so smart, don't you?
That was a funny no, you idiot.
Oh, it's okay. I'll take care of this.
What are you doing? Please don't do that. Don't do that, by the way.
Can't
do it. Oh, God.
You're not so cocky now, are you?
I'm going to get you, sir.
Oh, maybe you will, maybe you won't.
Oh, yeah, look at that. That girl from the carnival, right?
You remember me?
Yeah, sure. Mr. Underwear, was it?
Oh, yeah.
How could I forget?
Yeah, I wanted to cut it off with you because I'm really sorry about that. It was a really stupid thing to do. Crawl up Ferris wheel to talk to somebody. But I had to be next to you. I was being drawn to you.
Oh, geez, what a line. You use that on all the girls?
No.
Right. I saw you the other night with Little Miss Ribbon.
What are you doing tonight?
What?
Or tomorrow night or this weekend, whatever.
Why?
Why, our date.
What date?
The date that you agreed to?
No.
Yes, you did. You promised and you swore it.
Well, I guess that changed my mind.
Look, I know you get some dirty guy coming up to you on the street. You don't know him. You don't know me, but I know me. And when I see something that I like, I love it. I go crazy for it.
What are you talking about?
Well, you.
Oh, you're good.
What?
You're good.
No.
You're good.
No, you're getting me wrong.
You're fantastic. You really are. I'm impressed.
I'm not usually like this.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
You are.
That could be fun if you want. Offensive, smart, superstitious, brave. And I could be light on my feet. I could be whatever you want. You just tell me what you want and I'll be that for you.
You're dumb.
I could be that.
Come on, one day. What's it gonna hurt?
I don't think so.
Well, what can I do to change your mind?
Guess she'll figure something out.
You sure she's coming?
Relax, pal. It's all set up. We're meeting for the late show. Look, come on.
Oh, my goodness. What a coincidence.
Yeah. Allie, you remember Nellie, don't you?
I remember.
Yeah?
Come here.
Sandy.
Hi.
Hi.
It's nice to see you again.
You
look great.
Oh, thanks.
Really, really great.
You do look great. You look great. And I know I look great. So, can we please go see this movie? Show's about to start.
After you.
You come back here tonight.
Here you go.
Thanks.
What are you guys doing?
Walk with me.
Get in.
What's going on?
We're going to walk.
Do you guys love each other?
Huh?
Oh, I get it. You guys do love each other.
Okay, goodbye.
All right.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen a movie in ages.
Really?
Mm-mm. Not since I was a little kid.
What?
No, I'm busy, you know? I don't have a lot of time.
You're busy?
Mm-hmm. I have a very strict schedule. My days are all planned out. I get up in the morning,
breakfast, math tutor, Latin tutor, lunch, tennis lesson, dance lesson, sometimes both, French tutor, piano lesson, then I eat dinner, and after dinner I spend time with my family, and then I catch up on some readings.
Wow. Sounds like the road to success.
You bet. I'll find all these colleges. Radcliffe, Sarah Lawrence, those are the ones we want.
Who's we?
What?
You just said the ones that we want.
Oh, Mom and Daddy. We just had everything together.
Everything?
No, not everything, but the important things, yes.
And then everything else you get to decide all by yourself?
Don't be rude.
I'm sorry. Just trying to figure out what you do for fun.
What do you mean?
I mean all those things are things you have to do, right? So what do you do because you want to?
I just told you.
I don't know. It surprises me.
What?
I always figured you were kind of...
Kind of what?
Just... free.
What?
Free.
I am free.
You don't seem like it.
Well, I am.
Come here, I want to show you something.
What are you doing?
Just come on.
You're going to get run over.
By all the cars?
My dad and I used to come out here, lay down and watch the lights change. Watch them go from green to red to yellow.
You could try it if you wanted to.
No.
Why not?
Because, I don't know, you just get up.
That's your problem. You know that? You don't do what you want.
Okay. What happens if a car comes?
You die.
What?
Just relax. Just trust. You need to learn how to trust.
Okay. Payton.
Hmm?
You asked me what I do for me.
Uh-oh.
I love to paint.
You?
Most of the time I have all these thoughts bouncing around in my head. But with a brush in my hand, the world just gets kind of quiet.
Okay. Why are you laughing?
Oh, that was fun.
Do you want to dance with me?
Sure. Now?
Mm-hmm.
Here?
Mm-hmm.
Not supposed to dance in the middle of the street.
There's a dance in the street.
We don't have any
music. We'll make some.
You're a terrible singer.
I know.
But I like this song.
in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through.
Southern summers are indifferent to the trials of young love. Armed with warnings and doubts, Noah and Allie gave a remarkably convincing portrayal of a boy and a girl traveling down a very long road with no regard for the consequences.
They fell in love, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Good. I like this kind of story. Go on.
After that night, Allie and Noah spent every waking hour together, and soon they were inseparable.
That's really nice.
Negligent list of one after another, as I happen to call them to me, or drink to them. The real poems, what we call poems, being merely pictures, the poems of the privacy of the night, and of men like me. This poem, drooping, shy, and unseen, that I always carry, and that all men carry.
Not bad for Whitman. Hey, look, you got a visitor.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, don't apologize. Come on up here, darling. We could use a little something around here besides the smell of lumber.
Dad, this is Allison Hamilton.
Allison, glad to meet you.
Allie.
Allie.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Kelly.
Well, Mr. Kelly, what am I, old or something? You call me Frank. Hey, come in and have a seat.
Okay.
So, Allie, really, she is pretty, son.
Yes.
She's a lot prettier than you let on.
Oh. Is that right?
No, it's not right. Don't believe what he says.
What is this you got?
I brought you something.
Well, let's see. Let's have a look. Did you do this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's beautiful. Look at that. That's a damn picture there. Well, I know just where we can put that. Thank you.
Oh, that was a lovely poem. What was it?
Whitman. See, when he was a little kid, he used to stutter real bad.
Dad?
So, well, you did.
I didn't know that.
God, I stammered.
Stammered, stutter, what's the difference? Couldn't understand a damn thing he said. So I got him to read him poetry out loud. It wasn't very pretty at first. But then his stutter went away.
Well, it's a good idea, that poetry.
Yeah, I thought so. Huh?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I'm a Tennyson man myself, but he likes Whitman for some reason. I don't know. Hey, how would you like some breakfast? Would you like some breakfast?
Breakfast?
Yeah.
Dad, it's 10 o'clock.
What's that got to do with it? You have pancakes any damn time of night you want. Come on, you want some breakfast?
Sure.
It was an improbable romance. He was a country boy. She was from the city. She had the world at her feet, while he didn't have two dimes to rub together.
Do you think in another life I could have been a bird?
What do you mean?
Like reincarnation.
I don't know.
I think I could. Say I'm a bird.
No. Don't do it.
Say I'm a bird.
Stop it. Yeah. Stop it now. A bird.
Now say
say you're a bird, too.
If you're a bird, I'm a bird.
Challenged each other every day. But despite their differences, they had one important thing in common. They were crazy about each other.
No!
Goes, Daddy, I don't understand. He goes, well, in theory, we're both millionaires, but in reality, we live with a bunch of holes.
Bishop Stevens over
there. Olivia, please remove the liquor decanter from in front of my husband. I think he doesn't know how much to drink.
So what do you do, Noah?
I work at the lumberyard with Finn. Mainly milling and receiving logs and stripping the bark.
Well, that's lovely, dear.
Thank you.
If you don't mind my asking, how much do you make at your job?
Oh, how much money do I make? Like 40 cents an hour? Yeah, it's not much, but I don't need a lot, and I save most of it.
Let's eat, shall we?
Yes, oh, it's delicious.
So, Noah, you and Allie have been spending a lot of time together. You must be very fond of each other. It's getting pretty serious, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, summer's almost gone. What will you do?
Charleston's only a couple of hours away.
But Allie's going to Sarah Lawrence. Didn't she tell you?
No, she didn't tell me that.
I just got the letter. I was going to tell you.
And Sarah Lawrence is in New York.
I didn't know that.
And this conversation's too stuffy for the dinner table. If children have fun and I'm bringing in the Spanish Inquisition.
My lips are buttoned right now.
I do know another joke about the nun and the false stepping. That won't me. That won't me.
Who are you doing?
That child's got too much spirit for a girl of this circumstance.
No, it's just some love.
Trouble is what it is.
Plantation. Been built in 1772. Rumor has it that Francis Marion proposed to his wife right here on these steps. Shut up. Be careful. This is broken. Look at that.
This place is gigantic.
Yeah, a gigantic piece of crap. Well, I'm going to buy it one day. I'm going to fix it up. All it needs is a new floor. And new walls and roof.
Is that all?
And plumbing and electric.
And furniture.
Yeah, it's the furniture. But it's right on the water. And there's a big old barn up there. I could turn that into my workshop.
Well, what about me? Now, don't I get any say in this?
Do you want a say in this?
Yes, I would.
What do you want?
I want a white house with blue shutters. Mm-hmm. And a room overlooking the river so I can paint.
Anything else?
Yes. I want a big old porch that wraps around the entire house.
Oh.
We can drink tea and watch the sun go down.
Okay.
You promise?
Mm-hmm. I promise.
Good.
Where are you going?
In here. Wow. Chopstick with you doing that.
Thank you.
Noah?
Yeah.
I know I said that I wanted you to make love to me, but I think you're going to have to talk me through this.
Well, Maria?
Yeah.
Did I hurt you?
No. I'm just having a lot of thoughts. Never mind. Like, what are you thinking? What are you thinking about now? You know, right this second. Did you know that this was going to happen when you brought me here?
No.
No?
No,
you didn't think about it?
Of course I thought about it.
You did? Yeah. Well, what'd you think? I'm talking too much, aren't I?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to shut up. Mum's word. Okay.
You all right?
Yeah.
Really?
I just don't understand how come you're so quiet. You don't have one thought. I'm going crazy over here, but no, with you, everything's fine. You don't have a care in the world? I wanted this to be so perfect, and now I can't shut up.
I love you. Did you know that? You don't have to do this if you don't want to.
No, I want to.
No!
What?
Finn, get out of here!
Look, I'm sorry, but Allie's parents are going crazy. They got every cop in town out looking for her.
We sent the police.
Thank God you're all right. Where you been?
Mr. Hamilton, all of this is my fault.
Would you give us a moment, please? I'd like to talk to my daughter. Alone, young lady? Thanks for everything, Lieutenant.
You bet, John. Anytime.
You go straight home now. Late.
It's really not her fault. I lost track of time.
Sit down.
She is out fooling around with that boy till 2 o'clock in the morning, and it has got to stop.
I didn't spend 17 years of my life raising a daughter and giving her everything so she could throw it away on a summer romance.
Daddy!
She will wind up with her heart broken or pregnant.
Man.
Now, he is a nice boy. He's a nice boy, but he's...
He's what?
He is
what?
Trash!
Daddy.
Trash! Trash! Not for you!
Touch me.
Now that is enough. You are not to see him anymore, and that's final.
No, it's not final.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not final. You're not going to tell me who I'm going to love.
Oh.
Yes, Daddy, I love him. I love him.
Is he not suitable for you, baby?
I know he's not what you want from me. He doesn't accept me. He's born and unrefined and uncultured and all wrong.
I love him.
You are 17 years old. You don't know anything about love.
Oh, and you do? You don't look at Daddy the way I look at Noah. You don't touch or laugh. You don't play. You don't know anything about love. Noah? Hey. Can you leave it? I'm so sorry. I don't even know what to say. I'm humiliated.
It's all right.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
I'm gonna go.
Oh, I don't want you to go.
I gotta think about some stuff.
What do you gotta think about, huh? Come here, talk to me. Talk to me.
About what? You wanna... You're going away. You're leaving. And I'm staying here. And I'm so happy that you're doing that. But you're gonna have a million things to do. You got so much ahead of you.
Don't talk like that.
It's true. I'm not going to have nice things, fancy things. It doesn't... It's never going to happen for me. It's not in the cards for me.
I don't have to go to school, okay?
Yes, you
I
do.
I can stay here.
No. Do you see? That's exactly what I'm talking about.
And you can come with me.
To New York?
Yes.
What am I going to do in New York?
Be with me?
We don't gotta figure all this out tonight, you know. We'll finish out the summer and we'll see what happens.
Shame you wanna break out.
I'm saying we see how it goes later on.
Are you breaking up with me?
I don't see how it's gonna work.
Devastated.
She was.
He was only trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
But what he really should have done is just told those parents to go to hell. Just stick it where the sun don't shine.
Yeah, you're right. Probably should have. The next day, Allie woke up to find her world completely changed.
We're going home.
We're going now?
Hmm?
And we're not supposed to be leaving for another week.
Get dressed and then come and have some breakfast, dear. Willow will pack your things.
Oh, I'd be happy to pack your things, Miss Allen.
I don't want you to pack my things. I don't want you to touch my stuff. I'm not going.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, Allie, you are.
No,
yes,
I'm
Allie,
not.
You are going, whether you like it or not. Now, even if Aaron has to throw you over his shoulder and drag you the whole way, you're going. Delivering a loaf.
going on?
I'm leaving town.
Leaving?
Yeah.
When?
Now, right now, like today. Look, I need you to tell Noah something, okay? I need you to tell him that I love him. And tell him that I'm sorry for everything, okay?
I was up all night with him, Allie. I've never seen him so well. It's over. Don't make it any harder than it already is.
No, no, it's not over. Finn, we had a fight last night. We said some things we didn't mean, but it's not over.
It is over. Leave it alone. Let it go.
I'm coming. Mama, I'm coming!
Look, but he understands. It's hard, but he really does. The summer's over. It's time to go home. If he wants to talk to you, he'll write. If not...
Okay. Okay, can you just tell him that I love him then? Can you do that?
I'll tell him.
End for all kinds of reasons. But when all is said and done, they have one thing in common. They are shooting stars, a spectacular moment of light in the heavens, a fleeting glimpse of eternity, and in a flash, they're gone. Noah was desperate. He wrote to Allie that he was sorry and stupid for breaking up with her. He wrote to tell her that he still loved her, and he wanted to see her, and that if she would write back, he would come to wherever she was. He wrote one letter a day for a year, 365 letters, but they all went unanswered.
Hey, Fred! Coming?
Bye.
Well, thank you.
Finally, after a year of silence, he decided to put it all behind him and start a new life. So he wrote a farewell letter, and he and Finn packed their bags and headed for Atlanta.
Come on! Let's do it!
A state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese
of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Noah and Finn enlisted together. And after 2 years of chasing Rommel through the North African desert, they were deployed to Patton's Third Army in Europe.
Do I contradict myself? Very well, then. I contradict myself.
Allie was in her third year of college when she volunteered as a nurse's aide. To her, the broken men with shattered bodies who filled the ward were all Noah, or someone who fought beside him in the jungle or a frozen, snow-swept road.
I'll lift you up. Ready? I'll bring this leg over.
this?
I'll ask you a question. I noticed that you weren't wearing a ring. And I was wondering if I could take you out.
Excuse me?
On a date. Now, before you go and say no, I'll have you know that I am an excellent dancer. And my intentions are completely dishonorable.
Okay, Casanova. Come on. Let's just get you better, and then we'll talk about a date, okay?
Oh my gosh, she is dreamy.
What is he doing here?
Oh, miss? I'm all better. Now, how's about that date?
Allie was surprised how quickly she fell in love with Lon Hammond. He was handsome, smart, funny, sophisticated, and charming. He also came from old Southern money and was fabulously wealthy.
I've been thinking a lot about why we shouldn't get married.
Okay. I give up. Why shouldn't we get married?
Well, see, that's the thing. I couldn't think of anything at first, and then it just dawned on me.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents.
My parents?
Absolutely. Your old mom and dad. Oh! Thank you for that.
Mom.
Yeah. See, the problem is that they love me. I'm exactly the kind of man that they'd want you to end up with.
Really?
You know, I'm wealthy. I'm from the South. I got a decent job. You know, I'm an incredible dancer. I'm a really smart guy. I'm, you know, very...
So what's
I like
the
to
problem,
think.
Huh?
Not just this. If you marry me,
mm-hmm.
Now listen close. If you marry me, then you will have lost a lifelong battle of defiance against them.
Oh my goodness, what are we gonna do?
I do not know.
Hey man, you feeling all right?
Hey man, you feeling all right?
Move up, spams, and then live up.
I think you have to marry me. I think you need to marry me.
I do?
Yes, you do.
I do.
Because if you do, your parents will always know the unhappiness that you feel for not being able to disappoint.
I think you may have overlooked one minor detail.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, you see, you have to get their permission first. And I think you may have overestimated their affection for you.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't think so.
Mm. Why not?
Oh, because I asked them already and they said yes.
What?
One more thing.
Ah!
I love you. Will you marry me, Ali? I know I kid around a lot, but I'm crazy about you. Marry me. Make me the happiest man in the world.
I'd like everyone here to know that this young lady and I are getting married.
She agreed with all her heart, but couldn't understand why at the very moment she said yes, Noah's face came to her mind.
Oh, good to see you. Let me see you. You bleeding anywhere? No? Everything good?
Yeah. Oh, I love you.
Come on. Assume I got to show you. Come on.
What's going on? What is this?
Here. I sold the house.
You sold the house?
Yep. Got to be out by the end of the month. Between that and your GI Bill, you ought to be able to get it now.
Get what?
Your dream house, the Windsor Plantation.
Dad.
No, don't dad me. I don't want to hear about it. I already talked to the bank. They're going to give you the loan.
Well, I can't let you sell your house.
It's done. It's a good thing. You should do it.
Wait a second. You sell the house. Where are you going to live?
With you, dummy. What do you think? Somebody's going to help you fix it up.
Noah took a look at the house, but only saw one thing. Allie. He decided right there to fulfill his lifelong dream. He would rebuild the old house from the ground up. And when Noah went to Charleston to get his building plans approved, Faith stepped in and dealt him a sweet card.
Sorry, Mac. I can't stop the bus till I get to the depot.
No, please stop the bus now, please. You understand English, pal? No one to talk to get to the depot. Now sit down.
Yeah. Hey!
After seeing Allie that day, something inside Noah snapped. He got the notion into his head that if he restored the old house where they had come that night, Allie would find a way to come back to him. Some called it a labor of love. Others called it something else. But in fact, Noah had gone a little mad.
Excuse me. It's time to eat. Lunch will be served in the sunroom today.
The melon is good. I had a bite.
Did they ever see each other again? Noah and Allie?
Now, you don't want me to spoil the end of the story before I get to the good part, do you? Where did I leave off?
I shall not want.
When Noah's father died in November, the house was all he had. In time, Noah finished the house.
Okay, smiles. Here we go.
He took a good look at what he had accomplished. Got rip-roaring drunk for 10 days. Thought seriously about setting it on fire. And finally, put the house up for sale.
I'm prepared to offer you this much.
He had a number of interested buyers, but he always found a reason not to sell it to them.
No.
Either their bids were too low, or if they met his asking price, he felt it was worth a lot more.
It's a lot of money, but I'll take it.
$50,000. That's more than my asking price. That's right. It's a great deal more.
He told the man that offered him $5,000 over its price that no one in his right mind would do that, and he wouldn't have a lunatic living in his house. He worked out his frustration with life on the creek every morning. And in the evenings, to temper the sting of loneliness, there was Martha Shaw. Martha was a war widow who lived in Quail Ridge, a town away.
So you want to go out fishing tomorrow?
I got to work.
Well, we could go down to the river if you want it.
Next week sometime.
Maybe we can take a drive somewhere.
No.
Well, I'm just asking you.
What do you want, Noah?
What do you mean, what do I want?
From me. Sometimes when you talk to me, you don't even see me. But a woman knows when a man looks into her eyes and sees someone else.
Now, you know I want to give you all the things that you want. Right? But I can't. Because they're gone. They're broken. All right.
Veil too much.
Are you kidding? You look perfect.
You look gorgeous, honey.
Thank you.
Wait until Lon sees you in this dress. He's gonna go crazy. He won't be able to take his eyes off you or his hands.
Have you
seen this morning's paper? The Daily Journal says that you are going to be the social highlight of the season.
Of the season? This is going to be a celebration like which this town's never seen.
She didn't plan. She's blocking us, doesn't she?
Mama, look. The governor's coming.
He better. Let me see.
Oh, boy.
All right, Savannah, where are we at?
We're 82 now.
Memphis, where are we at?
We're 89 now.
89, great, up from 85.
Sir, yes?
You have a visitor.
Well, hello. I didn't know you were coming.
I'm so sorry. I should have called.
Baby, what are you talking about? You don't have to call. Guys, could you give us a minute?
Yes, sir. Miss Alec? Ma'am?
So what's up?
I don't paint anymore. I used to paint all the time, and I really loved it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So paint?
I will. I'm gonna start.
Great. Is everything okay?
I need to get away.
Okay.
I need to take care of a few things. I need to clear my head.
Okay, should I be worried?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's reassuring. Listen, are you all right?
Yeah,
Okay. Then go. Take your time. Do whatever you need to do. Look, it's okay to be nervous. All right? It's normal to get cold feet before your wedding.
No. No second thoughts, though. I love you. Oh, I'm going to be back from Seabrook in a couple of days, okay?
Seabrook?
Yeah, Seabrook. Hello? I saw your picture in the paper. The one with you in the house. And I just wanted to come and see if you were okay. I mean, I wasn't in the neighborhood or anything. I just... So are you okay? Okay, good. I'm a stupid woman. I shouldn't have come.
This is a good story.
I'm glad you like it.
I think I've heard it before.
Yes.
Perhaps more than once.
Doctor needs to see you.
Me?
Now?
No, him.
But he hasn't finished reading the story.
I'll read some more when I'm through with the doctors. It shouldn't take too long.
All right.
Don't you go away. I'll be right back.
While you wait, maybe you'd like to play the piano for a few minutes. You do like that.
I do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any tunes.
You can read music?
No kidding.
Who are you?
I'm Dr. Barnwell, one of the new attending physicians. We haven't met, so I thought I'd examine you myself. Okay, so I see here that you've had 2 heart attacks over the last 18 months.
Yeah, minor ones. I think one was angina.
Okay, any complications?
Nope, feel fine.
Okay, deep breath for me. Okay, one more time. And deep breath. And one more. Terrific, terrific. You still taking your medication?
Every day, twice a day.
Good, 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 good. Okay, you can put your shirt on. So I understand that you read to Miss Hamilton.
Yeah, to help her remember.
Huh.
You don't think it'll help?
No, I don't.
She remembers, Doc. I read to her, and she remembers. Not always, but remembers.
And senile dementia is irreversible. It's degenerative. After a certain point, its victims don't come back.
That's what they keep telling me.
Well, I just don't want you to get your hopes up.
Well, thanks, Doc. But you know what they say. Science goes only so far, and then comes God.
Then comes God.
Damn, I forgot to turn the page for it. You through with me?
I guess I flipped that page.
No. That she's playing by memory.
His name is Lon Hammond, Jr.
Hammond? As in Hammond Cotton?
As in Hammond Cotton.
Well, your parents must love him.
He's a really good man, Noah. You'd really like him.
You love him?
Yeah. I do. I love him very much.
Well, that's that. You marry Lon, and we can be friends. Right?
Right.
Are you hungry? You want to stay for dinner?
I have to warn you, I'm a cheap drunk. A couple more of these and you're going to be carrying me right out of here.
Well, you can go slow then. I don't want to have to take advantage of you.
You wouldn't dare. I'm a married woman.
Not yet.
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
It's memories. This room.
This where? This is the room?
Huh. I'm full.
Me too.
Oh, how your fingers drowse me. Your breath falls around me like dew. Your pulse lulls the tympans of my ears. I feel emerged from head to foot. Delicious enough.
It was real, wasn't it? You and me? Such a long time ago, we were just a couple of kids. We really loved each other, didn't we? I should go. Goodbye.
Do you think you could come back tomorrow morning? There's some place I'd like to show you.
Okay.
Okay.
She had come back into his life like a sudden flame, blazing and streaming into his heart. Noah stayed up all night contemplating the certain agony he knew would be his if he were to lose her twice.
Oh, I do wish I could figure out the end of this story.
The children are here.
Children?
Not yours, his.
Oh.
Do you mind?
Oh, I'd love to meet them.
Come over here.
Hi, Daddy.
How are you?
Hi, Daddy.
Hi. I'm Allie.
Hi, I'm Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Hi.
Hi.
Maggie,
how are you? Hello there, honey.
Hi, Davinie.
What a pretty name.
Thank
you. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Thank you. And who's this?
Edmund.
Hi, Edmund. You know, I think I'll run on up and take my afternoon nap. Right?
Come on, honey.
There you go.
All right.
Good. I'll read some more later.
All right. Thank you. I'm so happy to meet you all. Right.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
She seems good today.
She is good. I don't know, there's something about today. Maybe it's a day for a miracle.
Daddy, come home. Mama doesn't know us. She doesn't recognize you. She'll never understand. We miss you. This is crazy. You live in here?
Yeah. You know, we'll all help with Mom. Maybe we can take shifts visiting.
Look, guys. That's my sweetheart in there. I'm not leaving her. This is my home now. Your mother is my home.
Hello?
Hey there.
Hi. Who is this?
It's Lon. Who are you expecting?
Nobody. I'm just surprised. How did you find me?
Well, there's only one hotel in Seabrook, and when you didn't call, I got worried. Where have you been? You all right? You know, I feel like an idiot because I called your hotel about 100 times.
I'm fine.
Anything you want to tell me?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Mom, I love you. Call you tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, we better get going. The rain's coming.
Feed him?
Yeah. What are they all doing here?
I don't know. They're supposed to migrate to Watermaw Sound.
They won't stay here?
No. They'll go back where they came from.
You're different.
What do you mean?
It's the way you look. Everything.
You look different too, but in a good way.
You're kind of the same, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. And you really did it.
What?
Everything. The house. It's beautiful what you did.
Well, I promised you I would. Great. gotta go.
Letters. I wrote you every day for a year.
You wrote me?
Yes. It wasn't over. It still isn't over.
What I've been missing. Let's do it again. No.
Wake up.
You're trying to kill me, woman. I need rest. I need food so I can regain my strength.
Okay. What do you want?
Some pancakes.
Okay.
And some bacon. And some chicken.
She's the one, isn't she? Can I meet her? I'd really like to meet her.
I don't know if that's a good idea, Martha.
So this is Martha?
Hi. I'm Allie. I've heard a lot about you.
I've heard a lot about you, too.
You want to come in?
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah. Noah's just saying how hungry he was, and you know, you could put on a pot of tea. Come on in.
Come on.
She's sensational. She really is. I'm really glad that I came, Noah. I've forgotten what it's like. For the first time since I lost Richard, I feel like I've got something to look forward to.
Vaughn is on his way here. I'm afraid your father spilled the beans about Noah, and when Lon didn't hear from you again last night, he decided to come.
Well, that's great. That's just terrific. You, me, Noah, and Lon, one big happy family. Tell me about the letters, Mother. Is it true?
Yes.
You watch me cry myself to sleep for months and months, and you never said anything. How could you do that?
I'm sorry.
You're sorry.
Yes,
you're
I am sorry.
Because of you, my entire life is ruined.
Okay, yes, I stole your letters. It was wrong. But stop being dramatic and at least take some of the responsibility. You came down here. You knew what you were doing. You knew this would happen.
Oh, so now I'm a tramp. You're unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Go on, get some clothes on. Let's take a drive.
Take a drive? Why would I want to go anywhere with you?
Because I might know you a little better than you think. And I don't want you waking up one morning thinking that if you'd known everything, you might have done something different. What are we doing here, Mama? Do you see that man there?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look like it now, but 25 years ago. Oh, my goodness. He was really something. We were out of our minds in love, let me tell you. Naturally, your grandfather was furious, so he decided to run away. We didn't even make the next town before the police picked us up. But that was then. You know, sometimes when I'm in the area, just stop here and watch him. I'm trying to picture how different my life might have been.
I want you to know that I love your father.
Mama.
No, goddammit, this is important. You need to hear it. I do. He is a wonderful man. He is good to me, and I don't deserve it. I love him, Allie. I do. I love him.
I know.
Very embarrassing, huh? I'm a stupid woman. Get me a big old ball bag. Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't even know who that person is. Oh, boy.
I hope you make the right choice.
Interesting morning.
Yeah. Lon's here in town.
He's here?
Yeah, we saw his car on the way to the hotel.
Huh. I see you got my letter. Finally. What are you going to do, Al?
I don't know.
We're back to that. Are we back there? What about the past couple of days? They happen, you know?
I know that they happen, and they were wonderful. But they were also very irresponsible. I have a fiancé waiting for me at a hotel who's going to be crushed when he finds out
So you make love to me, and then you go back to your husband? Was that your plan? Was that a test that
no,
I didn't pass?
I made a promise to a man. He gave me a ring, and I gave him my word.
And your word is shot to hell now, don't you think?
I don't know. I'll find out when I talk to him.
This is not about keeping your promise, and it's not about following your heart. It's about security.
What is that supposed to mean?
Money!
What are you talking...
He's got a lot of money.
Now I hate you, you
well,
slug
I hate
bastard.
You. If you leave here, I hate you.
You... What,
hey, you
I didn't
you
even
leave
pay
here.
Any attention to anything that's been happening
I guess
to me.
Not. I think I must have misread all of those signals.
Yeah, I guess you did.
You're bored! You're bored and you know it. You wouldn't be here if there wasn't something missing.
Arrogant son of a bitch!
Would you just stay with me?
Stay with you? What for? Look at us. We're already fighting.
Well, that's what we do. We fight. You tell me when I'm being an arrogant son of a bitch, and I tell you when you're being a pain in the ass. Which you are, 99% of the time. I'm not afraid to hurt your feelings. They have like a 2-second rebound rate and you're back doing the next pain in the ass thing.
So what?
So it's not going to be easy. It's going to be really hard. And we're going to have to work at this every day, but I want to do that because I want you. I want all of you, forever, you and me, every day. Will you do something for me? Please? You just picture your life for me? 30 years from now, 40 years from now? What's it look like? If it's with that guy, go. Go! I lost you once. I think I could do it again. If I thought it's what you really wanted. But don't you take the easy way out.
What easy way? There is no easy way. No matter what I do, somebody gets hurt.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want. What he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? Damn it, what do you want?
I have to go.
Thank you.
My dearest Allie, couldn't sleep last night because I know that it's over between us. I'm not bitter anymore because I know that what we had was real. And if in some distant place in the future we see each other in our new lives, I'll smile at you with joy and remember how we spent a summer beneath the trees, learning from each other and growing in love. Best love is the kind that awakens the soul, that makes us reach for more, that plants a fire in our hearts and brings peace to our minds. And that's what you've given me. That's what I hope to give to you forever.
I love you. I'll be seeing you. No.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful story.
Yes, it is.
I don't know why, but it makes me feel sad.
I know you feel lost right now, but don't worry. Nothing is ever lost or can be lost. The body, sluggish, aged, cold, the embers left from earlier fires, shall duly flame again.
Did you write that?
No. That was Walt Whitman.
I think I knew him.
I think you did. Shall we go in? I'm feeling a little chilly.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, who did all of this?
I did. With a little help from my friends on the nursing staff.
I've never seen anything so beautiful.
Neither have I. Shall we? Some grape juice?
I'd love it. Wow, so many pills. How sick are you?
Well, sickness has become a relative term for me. I think of it now as more a general wearing out process. To you.
So what happened? In the story, which one did you choose?
Okay. The way I see it, I got three choices. One, I can shoot him. Two, I can kick the crap out of him. Or three, I leave you. But all that's no good. You see, because none of those options give me you. In spite of everything, I love you.
I love you too.
I meant what I said when I gave you that ring.
I did too. I did too. It's just that when I'm with Noah, I feel like one person, and when I'm with you, I feel like someone totally different.
Look, it's normal not to forget your first love. I love you, Allie. But I want you for myself. I don't want to have to convince my fiancée that she should be with me.
You don't have to. I already know I should be with you.
And they lived happily ever after.
Ooh. Who did?
Yes. Of course.
Sweetheart.
Oh.
I love you so much.
Oh. Noah. I love you, Andrew. What happened to me?
Nothing. You just went away for a little while.
How much time do we have?
I'm not sure. Last time it was no more than 5 minutes.
Okay.
Hey. I brought along an old friend.
Children?
Oh, they're fine. Yeah, they were here today. Little Noah, Baby, too. They're getting so big.
Oh, boy. How fast the time goes.
Mm-hmm.
It flies right on by.
No, yes, it does.
Will you tell them I love them?
Of course,
okay, I'm sorry.
I'll tell them, sweetheart.
I'll be looking at the moon. Remember that story you were reading to me?
Yes.
Do you think that I could be here tonight? Would it be all right? You know what we could do? Maybe we could get a car. We could go for a ride. We could get out of here and just go someplace. You want to?
I don't think so. Not tonight, darling.
Come on, why not? Wait. Why did you call me, darling? I don't know you.
What's going on here?
Am I supposed to know you?
Allie.
No. No! No!
Allie, sweetheart. Hey, Allie, I love you. Stay with me. Don't...
No! Who are you?
I'm Noah. I'm Noah, and you're Allie.
What do you want? What are you doing here?
Come on, baby.
Don't come near me. Don't you come near
Allie.
Me.
Allie.
Help! Help! Help me!
Calm down, don't Allie. Calm down.
No!
Calm down, Allie.
No,
come on.
Not you!
Come on.
No!
Just breathe in and out.
Come on. Relax.
Okay. You're gonna be okay, Allie.
Relax.
Allie?
You're fine.
I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is done, I'll be looking at the moon. But I'll be seeing you.
I'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing you.
Morning, Mr. Calhoun. Mr. Calhoun?
Call Dr. Fontana at MUSC, okay? I've got no BP, I've got no pulse, I've got nothing. Let them know we're in full arrest. Call me on my cell.
Okay, we'll
do. We talked about it. It's all right now, baby. Come on. Come on, precious. Yes, come on. Let's go. It's okay, baby. Come on. You got Mr. Holmes? Welcome back. How do you feel?
Fine. It was Vittle.
Where are you going?
I was just taking a walk. I can't sleep.
Well, you know you're not supposed to. It's against the rules.
Yeah, I know.
You weren't really going for a walk, were you? You were going to see Miss Allie.
I just got out of the hospital. And I miss her.
Mr. Calhoun, I'm sorry, but I can't let you see her tonight. Now, you're going to have to go back to your room. As for me, I'm going to go downstairs and get myself a cup of coffee. I won't be back to check on you for a while. So don't do anything foolish.
Hi, sweetheart. I'm sorry I haven't been able to be here to read to you.
I didn't know what to do. I was afraid you were never coming back.
Oh, I'll always come back.
Was what's going to happen when I can't remember anything anymore. What will you do?
I'll be here. I'll never leave you.
I need to ask you something.
What is it, Leela?
Do you think that our love can create miracles?
Yes, I do. That's what brings you back to me each time.
Do you think our love could take us away together?
I think our love can do anything we want it to. Seeing you.
La 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 da 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 da, da.